You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
That's gunfire in Beirut today as violence continues between Lebanese Sunnis and Shias. Barricades have gone up in the city separating the Sunni and Shia areas, and machine gunfire could be heard in most parts of the capital, according to witnesses. It's a power struggle, and the BBC and PRI's Aaron Schachter, who reports for The World, is there. Aaron, what's happening today?
Hi, Adora. How are you? It's interesting that you guys started off with this question of how do you back down, because that's the big question here. How do these different forces back down from the fight that they're in? And it seems like the only answer here would be for one of them to win. And it seems perhaps that the Shia group, Hezbollah, and its other organization, Amal, may be close to doing that. They've taken over the television and radio stations of the leading government group, the Sunni organization, the Future Movement, and as well as taken over the homes and businesses of many of the ruling party's members of parliament. From what I can tell, there are people, colleagues of mine, are spaced out around the city. They say that gunfire is down a little bit. They're not sure whether that is a result of one side taking charge over the other, or whether it's a lull in fighting.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this violence contained to Beirut? Has it spread across the country? And what exactly triggered it in the first place?
It has spread across the country to places where the two religious groups, in this case Sunni and Shia, are sort of historically at odds. And all along the road from Beirut to Damascus, there is sporadic fighting, as well as roadblocks put up by one group or another. We just got word that in the north, roads have been blocked as well, and as well as roads leading down to the south. There has, of course, been a standoff here for a little more than a year and a half, between the opposition, which is led by Hezbollah, but includes another Shia group, as well as a major Christian party, against the ruling coalition, which is Sunni and does include Christians as well. The main problem was really kicked off at the beginning of the week when the governing coalition held a cabinet meeting and said that they were going to dismantle Hezbollah's cell phone network, as mm-hmm. well as demote the head of security at the airport. They accused him of letting Hezbollah set up surveillance systems over one of the runways.
So
Hezbollah took odds with that, and both sides made threats, and then they made good on their threats.
And so what is the government doing? What is the police able to do? What are do you have a sense of what the plan is potentially to deal with this?
There seems to be no plan at the moment. There is simply no way that the government can physically take charge of the situation. There's going to have to be some kind of negotiated settlement. And as I said, at this moment, it seems like Hezbollah and the opposition forces have won or are in the process of winning. They're well-trained fighters. They were in a war in 2006 against Israel, and they are, by all accounts, constantly training in camps in the mountains and the Bekaa Valley, which is on the way to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
The odd thing, and you may see this from television pictures, is that the army is deployed all over the city. You see them in riot gear, in armored personnel carriers. It looks like a really substantial force, and it is in some ways, but the problem is that they're in a position in this country, much like the UN in Rwanda or something. There are no good guys and bad guys. The only thing that the army can do is keep two sides apart.
Right.
As soon as the army fires on one group or another, they are in essence taking sides.
The BBC and PRI's Aaron Schachter. Thank you very much.